Okay. TH and the war continued here. And now I should keep in mind that this, what I'm saying here now, in this little series of script ideas, are just that, scripts for a possible little, you know, big animation, animated film. So that's how I'm thinking, with characters, and everything is based on events that are actually going on in the world as of this being spoken and written. But just requiring a little bit of change to make it into an interesting story, I think. Or it could be straight told as it is, but we can embed it into our story. So now we've got the Trump character here. I mean, he's an interesting character, my goodness. Rich man's son become rich not by some something glorious, but two-bit entrepreneur who knows all the tricks in the book there in New York and all that. I mean, it's really America on this shadowy side. Who then, I mean, what a team they make there. Right? He joins there with this other, the richest man in the world, who's a computer programmer, really. Who just somehow attracted so much money because he happened to know something about how you make business also. Kind of, Asperger type. Very smart, but a bit, well, different. And then we can add Tulsi Gabbard, that character, who's a Vaishnava, who's a devotee of God, and who's actually qualified to be the leader of that country. And her story we can tell later then. And we could switch around a little and make our fair lady into her, but I'm not sure. This can all do all kinds of things. So they're there, but it's a really wacky team of different characters there who are just pulled together by some absurdist slight of providence, each one being quite different from the other, and who knows what this is going to lead to. It just happened like that, and it gets chaotic. So then at one point, our Mr. Trump character gets visited by that smart guy from Israel. He's pretty smart in a very sick kind of way. I mean, if there's anyone I would say represents an evil dictator on the planet today, it's him. Slaughtering people just for his own benefit. So then he is part of this Zionist mafia almost that have been operating there in the USA, basically making New York and many other places there, always very, very strongly influential there, what to speak of influence over the media, which maybe they started. We can tell their story too, not to be mistaken for the story of the Jews, but I mean, it's a nationalist, political, you could say, part of them. or movement or group consisting of Jews, mainly, but not only. So we can tell their story. So then they sit there, and I'm right now watching. I just watched the video from it, so you can get that. I will save it. Sitting there, the big Trump, Mr. Trump, and that Israeli tyrant, announcing that now they're going to take over Gaza, the U.S., and turn it into a nice tourist area where they can make a lot of good money on it. And everyone freaking out. And here you have this, I mean, like this story, if you make the shoemaker into a king, then he will declare all money in the country should be made of leather. So it's a bit the same here. You got a business, two-bit business person in charge of the great Western Empire. And he starts acting as if he was the emperor. You know, we are the greatest. We just make people should be get used to that we are the empire and I am the emperor. And therefore, yes, we decide we take over now that piece of Palestine there. Well, the Gaza Strip, you know, it's a nice place by the ocean. Could be profitable. And next to him is this tyrant smiling and being completely on that same page. Probably the idea came from him. And of course, it's money. Oh, yeah. When that president became president, the Trump character, remember we are in an animated film here, so we just change a little bit with characters and names, but it's good enough to be made into a movie script. And there is this rich lady who is a Zionite American lady who is sponsoring them. And she was sitting on first best place when Trump was sworn into as a president. So you got that also, that smart, rich lady there belonging to that kind of elite class of Zionists who really think that they should rule the world. And of course, she's there and giving 100 million. This is just factual figures. This happened just recently. $100 million to him and whoever it was, Netanyahu, maybe that character. I can find out exactly what happened if you want to make this follow reality or actual events here on Earth planet. So again, it's money behind his business, now more than ever. So how in the world will this end? Because if war turns out to be the most profitable thing, then yeah, gung ho, let's get going. Who knows? Or, I'm talking about this Trump character, or he is actually not a war person. He has that much common sense that, yeah, we should make money, but not by killing others. And, you know, they're in New York, in that heavy market, I mean, buildings and estate in New York City, Manhattan. What a heavy world of business that it must be. And then mafia and everyone involved there, and phew, but they have that rule that you, when we play, we don't kill each other, or at least we don't kill innocent people. So no war, no. So it may be like that, or he just loses it, just pretended to be anti-war, and whatever makes bucks we do, and we get a real circus on the planet. But then maybe, I mean, we can play this anyway, we can just look at Providence time here, playing it out in front of us. Anyway, different ways. What can then happen is that as this Mickey Mouse, who now got big jaws, starts to get the missiles and the nukes and all of that ready, again, it gets to that nuke point. But before it gets to there, again, they start, at the same time, they start sinking. And their big, powerful emperor's voice, ruler of the world, is not heard so much, getting weaker and weaker, and they get busy with just taking care of themselves because they are going down financially, and that whole thing, that whole story can get in there. Yeah.